This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, Geneva.
How you going?
Good, good. How are we all?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Very well.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Well, today we're doing a very, very special album, Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet.
Yes.
And it's turning 40. No, 30. What am I saying? Jumped ahead of a decade there. And I thought it would be a good time to do it just because of the recent issues surrounding Public Enemy that have been in the news in the last week. Obviously,
yes.
Our old mate Flavor Flav, he was sacked from the group.
Oh.
Yes, and yes, it was quite public.
Why was that, Sam?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think there's been a lot of misinformation around this actual story because a lot of people were like, oh, it's Bernie Sanders' fault.
Why?
Because Chuck D was playing at a Bernie Sanders rally under the name Public Enemy Radio.
Right.
And Chuck, Flavor Flav didn't like that. He was like, you can't use the name Public Enemy. Rah, rah, rah. And lawyers got involved. And then Chuck D was like, nah, you're out, kind of thing. But apparently, there's been a bit of a issue between Chuck D and Flavor Flav for a few years. And he hasn't actually been playing a lot of recent shows with Public Enemy. So I think it's a deeper problem, personal issues, differences, you know, not showing up at gigs, that kind of thing. And I think this was just the event that kind of broke the camel's back.
It's a prima donna stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens with groups, right?
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, this was back when everything was all rosy and good in the Public Enemy camp. So just a bit of a refresher on where Public Enemy were before this album was released. So obviously they'd had their big breakthrough album, which we've covered on anniversary albums before, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. That was in 1989. And for the next album, Fear of a Black Planet, they wanted to go more deeper and expand on what they'd done with this previous record. They wanted to further this dense sample-based production, incorporate more loops, lots of media sound bites, and overall just go more down the political route with this particular album. And it was interesting because there was a bit of controversy in the lead-up to this record. Professor Griff was fired from the group after he gave anti-Semitic remarks in an interview. And the group was getting a lot of bad press because of it. And it was this situation which kind of influenced the direction of this album and the aggressive nature of it in many respects. So just a couple of things you need to know about the makeup of this album, the sound and the style of this record. Firstly, as I was saying, it's heavily based on sampling. And this was made easy because back then, this is before sample clearances became a thing. And at the time, you could just take whatever sample you wanted and you didn't really need to, you know, go through official channels to play it or to use it on your record. And this meant there's just dozens and dozens and dozens of samples on this record. So many. Of course, later on, every sample you used, you had to get permission.
Yeah.
And that cost a lot of money and you had to have big pockets and good lawyers. I don't know if you'd be able to make an album like this these days, unless you're rich, really rich.
I think you said the same thing about Diggable Planets
as
well.
I've said it a lot about this period of hip-hop when we've done albums like this. It's very sample-based and obviously it was just, you know, this is before laws came in to kind of restrict this kind of activity.
You can play sample bingo with these tracks.
You can. It's like, guess that. Which song did that come from? Which record did that come from? So we'll be hearing a lot of that. There's a couple of the tracks we play on this in this segment today. So many samples and just so many. And also, secondly, the themes and lyrical content of this record, obviously it's looking at contemporary black culture and life, the state of race relations in America. So issues of institutional racism, white supremacy, power relations and that sort of thing. Obviously very common back then, still common today. That's why I think it remains still relevant as a record in many respects as well. So let's start with a track called Brothers Gonna Work It Out, which seems quite apt actually for the recent split between Chuck D and Flav, although they couldn't work it out really. And this is a classic example of the prominence of sampling on this record. This track actually samples 14 other tracks alone, which is just crazy when you think about it. 14 in one song. I mean, these days you wouldn't get anywhere near 14 samples on many hip-hop records.
Alrighty, so, listeners, see how many you can count.
Can you guess all the samples? I can't.
All right, let's give it a go.
Got a brand new funk. Kick down, body for your ass. like we said before. Single brothers for the trouble, hate the busted bubble, cause we rumble from our lower level. To condition your condition, we're gonna do a song that you never heard before. Make it all jump along to the education. Brothers gotta work it out and stop chasing. In the street all willing to work it out. Come on, y'all, let's go to work. So many of us in limbo, how to get it on? It's quite simple, three stones from the sun. We need a piece of this rock. Indestructible soul. Answers to this prison, to the brothers in the street.
School
and the prisons. History shouldn't be a mystery. Our story's real history, not
this.
Work it out one day till we all
get paid
the right way in full. No bull talking, no walking, driving, arriving, and styling. Tell them soon you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One day the brothers gonna work it out. We can stand tall, brothers that try to work it out, they get mad. We vote, revise, realize they're super bad. Small chance a smart brother's gonna be a victim of his own circumstance. Sabotage, shell shock, rock, and boom. They ain't a life of a fool, like I said before, to live it low. Life, take your time, yo, go slow. Look ahead, not a thing to fear. Brother to brother, not another as sincere. Teach a man how to be a father, to never tell a woman he can't bother. You can't say it, don't know what I'm talking about. But one day,
all the strip, all the
brothers gonna whip it out. In the street all willing to work it out.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Come on.
Yeah.
Check this out, this is Flavor Flav, a Public Enemy. Come on down and be a friend of me, over and over again and again and again of me. And you are checking out the flyest show ever right here in New Zealand on 95 BFM. So listen to us and not them.
Thank you for that flavor, Flav.
Thanks for that flavor. So when was that recorded, that sting?
I'm not actually sure.
But
it's a bit of a classic, although they might have to edit it now.
Yeah, now that Flavor Flav's out.
Yeah.
It's a bit of history there.
Okay, so the next track I'm going to play is a bit of a classic from this album. It's called Welcome to the Pterodome. I do like that word, pterodome. And this is kind of a response from Chuck D to the Professor Griff controversy, which preceded this record, and basically the media response to it from the perspective of a black person. And this was released as a single, and it reached number 12 in New Zealand. And if you thought there were a lot of samples on the previous track, well, there are 20 samples on this track.
Fab. All right.
Get wicked. The clue to you to push the back, the black attack. So I sack it, jab and slack the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Ways to blaze your brain and train ya. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, giving now. I don't know about later. As for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I'm padded up to here. Yeah, I wear, got them going in fear. Rhetoric sad and red, just a bit ago. And not quick to go sign the hard rammer. What to keep from getting jerked, changing some ways. The way back in the better days, raw, metaphysically bold. Never follow the code, still drop the load. Never question what I am, God knows. Cause it's coming from the heart. What I got, better get some, get on up. Hustler of culture, snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhymes keep fitting, respect's been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect, I paid off defect. Check the record and record, inattentional wreck. Raised off as some intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout my years. So I growl at the living foul. Black to the bone, my home is your home. But welcome to the Pterodome. Off an error for delivering pain. My 98 was 87 on a radio. So now go Bronco. Crucifixion ain't no fiction. So called chosen, frozen. Apology made to whoever pleases. Still, he got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, bring, think, reminisce. Bow to brother while I'm in sync. Every brother ain't a brother, cause a color just as well could be undercover. Backstab, grab the flag from the back of the lab, told the rap, get off the rag. Sad to say I got sold down the river, still some quibble when I deliver. Never to say I never knew or had a clue, word was heard plus hard on the boulevard. Lies, scandalizing, facing, traits of hate who celebrate with Satan. I rope a dope the evil, with righteous bobbing and weaving, and let the good get even. Come on down. But welcome to the Pterodome.
Come on down. Come on down.
Yo, B.E. 1990 and all that.
Walking the race against time, the pit in the pendulum. Check the rhythm and rhymes while I'm bending them. Snakes blowing up the lines of design. Run upon the science, I'm sending them. How to fight the power, cannot run and hide. Bullets shouldn't be suicide. In the game, a fool without the rules. Got a hell of a nerve to just criticize. Every brother ain't a brother, cause a black hand squeezed a Malcolm X the man. The shooting of Huey Newton from the hand of a nigga pulled the trigger.
Come on down.
yourself first. Nothing worse than the mother's pain of a son slain in business. Her can't wait for the state to side the fate. So this jam I dedicate places with the racist faces. Example one of many places. Weak in speech, I speak from a lesson learned in Virginia. I don't smile in a line of fire, go wild and but it's on bass and drums, even violence. What you do? Get your head ready. Instead of getting physically sweaty, when I get mad, I put it down on a pad. Give you something that you never had. Controlling, fear of high rolling. God bless your soul and keep living. Never allowed, kicking it loud, dropping a bomb. Break game, intellectual Vietnam. Move as a team, never move alone. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on! Yo, look at you now. You ain't wanna listen to me. Now look at you.
Wow!
Boing.
Boing.
Boing. That was Welcome to the Terror Dome by Public Enemy, our anniversary album of the week.
I just love those little sort of sound bites from like... TV or film,
yes,
in there, and they're, yes, just all over the place. It's so cool.
We've also been getting a couple of texts in. Thanks very much to our listeners who are very dedicated people who have been listening since the 80s.
Before us.
Before our time.
We went on the planet.
We went on the planet, and you know the answers. So this thing
they're
that
very
we played
knowledgeable,
before,
aren't they?
Yes, this thing that we played before, featuring Flavor Flav, was probably been playing since 1992 from a listener who
so that would have been,
very kindly texted
that would have
in.
Been just a few couple of years after this album came out.
Yes.
So perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. So it would have been around the first time they came to New Zealand.
Yeah, and they've come here a lot of times. They're very popular down here. They've played Big Day Outs, yes, and Rhythm and Vines,
yes,
and yeah.
Me.
Gosh. All right, shall we talk about the reception and the legacy?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this album was quite a success, both critically and commercially. Reached number 10 in the United States, number 4 in New Zealand, and critics called it a masterpiece of innovation and challenging music. They also applauded the deeper nature of the lyrics and the realism of the lyrics, and also how powerfully relevant to contemporary American culture it was, unparalleled by anything in popular music, according to some people.
Mm.
So yes, it did receive unanimous acclaim and really helped cement Public Enemy as one of the seminal rap groups of the age. And obviously its acclaim has only grown since its release. And it's obviously become a bit of a blueprint for a lot of politically charged rap, conscious rap moving forward. With this, it's now seen as one of the greatest rap albums of all time. And according to Acclaimed, it is the 126th most ranked album on critics' lists.
Oh, really?
Of the all-time greatest records. So there you go.
Okay.
Right up there. Many people obviously consider it to be their best album, certainly in their top two or three records, that is for sure. And they've gone on to release 10 more albums, and they're still around today touring and, staying in the political fight.
Yes.
Even though it's led to disagreements and a bit of a split in recent times.
I mean... You wouldn't get, if you had that many opinionated people in a group, of course there's going to be some infighting.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Yep, no question. I believe that Chuck D moving forward is going to be adopting the name Public Enemy Radio.
Right.
It looks like they're moving away from just the Public Enemy name and changing things up a bit.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that moving forward.
Okay.
Be interesting. All right, well, we're going to finish with probably their biggest song. It doesn't really need any introduction. It's called Fight the Power, obviously.
Yes, and who is the power, Sam?
The establishment? The church? I don't know. There's many different answers to that question.
Well, in a day and age where corruption
social
is still...
Social media?
Yeah, corruption is still quite prevalent. I think this song remains relevant.
Well, It is one of those songs that's kind of taken on a life of its own, become a bit of a political anthem.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though... it was actually released as a single prior to this album, and it featured in the Spike Lee film Do the Right Thing before this album came out. But as I said, it's become a massive political song over the years, and Chuck D himself has even said that this is the most important record that Public Enemy put out. And it also was voted as one of the songs of the century by the Recording Industry Association of America.
Oh, really?
So even the establishment record industry likes this song, which is quite interesting.
Well, I guess they're keeping their enemies...
They've always had an indifferent view of hip hop, let's be honest.
Yes. Yes, they have.
But yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about Public Enemy, and I'll see you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, fight the power.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.